Hey guys, this is Hallie Bates. I'm here today with emergency medicine intern Sarah Bunting. And today we're talking about her experiences with COVID, how it's affected her medical education, and what she thinks the future of virtual interviewing for residency programs looks like. Sarah grew up in Scarborough, Maine, went to Connecticut College for her undergraduate degree. After graduating, she came back up to Maine to work as a scribe in the ED at Midcoast for 2 years, and then joined the Maine Track program at Tufts University School of Medicine before matching with the emergency department at Maine Med this past year. The first question we had for you kind of revolves around COVID and how it's interfaced with this transition from medical school into residency and how that process has been for you this year.
That's a great question. I think COVID has found its way into every part of medical training, I think for you and for every medical student and resident and attending at this point. I think there are some positives and negatives to it. Some positives are we wouldn't be exposed to this much respiratory illness like on a normal year at all. I think we've all learned a lot about ARDS and also the limitations that the healthcare system have. I think that COVID has really illuminated some of the problems in our healthcare system. And I feel like that's something that learning that as a resident has been really, really interesting, and med student has been really interesting. And I feel like I've had some of the time to like talk about it with people around me. And I think that I've learned a lot from that. Also, we cover the COVID ICU when we do our ICU month. That was really, really interesting. And like having overnight like 30 ventilated COVID patients, that level of responsibility changes pretty quickly. But also you learn a lot. I think the negatives are obviously that like my fourth year, which I'm glad this has changed for your year, but I didn't get to I rotated once in emergency medicine that year. And then we had a couple rotations where we were like from home or doing Zoom or whatever. But it did give people who were maybe deciding about emergency medicine not the best opportunity to like really test it out for a couple of rotations beforehand. But luckily I kind of knew I wanted it beforehand.
With COVID, last year, residency interviews were virtual. Yeah. How was that experience for you, and how do you feel like you were able to get the feel of different programs, even with it being virtual?
Yeah, I think it was particularly weird for our year because we weren't all so used to Zoom. We weren't like, no one had ever done virtual interviews before. Everything was always in person forever. And so I think it was really unique back then, but now it doesn't seem like it's that crazy of a thing. It was challenging. I think being able to try to put yourself in a place that you have literally never been to is really challenging. I was kind of lucky in that I got to rotate here even with COVID and wanted to be here. But I think for a ton of my friends, that was a big gamble of kind of like, I know I really like these people online, but I hope the place lives up to it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Hope you're not getting scammed.
Yeah, exactly.
And then as a resident now, do you feel like there are any questions that you wish you had asked on the interview trail or things you wish that you had known before going into it?
I think I was able to ask a lot of the questions I wanted. I think one thing I would have probably done differently is I think I was so worried about the type of questions that I was asking that I like, you know, wanted to ask about like the trauma because I knew a good EM applicant would ask about trauma a ton or like ask about like procedure numbers. And like the majority of the programs that most of us apply to and are interviewing at like are very strong programs. Like the numbers are going to be fine. The trauma is going to be great. Like you're going to get exposed to all this stuff. I wish sometimes I asked more of the questions that I actually like cared about the answer, like the practical applications of like, oh, your program does this. Like, what does this daily life look like? You know, some of those questions I wished maybe I would have asked more. But I think especially by the end of interview season, I had the good goal of like finding a supportive program in general. So my focus was on that.
Right. And then kind of a segue into the next question. So looking back now, what factors to you were most important when you were starting to build that residency rank list?
Yeah. It's so interesting because you balance this thing of like residency is temporary, but it's your life at the same time. And it's a significant portion of your life. And we've already dedicated so much of our life to medicine and being in med school and being in places that you don't want to live in the future. And I think my biggest thing was location. Obviously wanted to be at a strong program. I wouldn't pick a program that was not, I didn't feel like I was going to get great training at. But location was definitely a big part. Close to my support network, close to things that I love to do outside of medicine, because the whole thing is sustainability. Like, you want to make it through residency, but you want to make it through your career and being able to like build a foundation where you have a little bit of a separation between medicine and your life. I find that really helpful. I think it's allowed me to like go in excited every day rather than kind of like this continuous amount of medicine where you could go home and like be doing it 24/7 if you wanted.
What so far has surprised you about your first year of emergency medicine residency?
That first week, jump in responsibility is wild.
Yeah, I bet. Oh my gosh.
It's like truly at the end of fourth year, you feel ready. You're like, hey, I've told enough senior residents, enough interns, like Tylenol, write Tylenol order, you know, like my recommendation. And then you go on and you're writing orders for Dilaudid without people necessarily checking over it, you know, or you're making big decisions or like helping with procedures, or, you know, these are your patients. Like that jump in responsibility is a big deal. As Dr. Trowbridge says, your cups are very full.
Yeah.
So that was extremely challenging. I think all of a sudden in the last couple months, I've felt that, okay, I can go into work now and I kind of know the gist of it. I don't have that same like, oh boy, like here we go. Here's everything new. Like I don't know how to put in all these orders. Like the massive amount you learn in the first few months is just crazy. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know that you know that you're learning it. But that's been really interesting. Just like that, the actual like practical along with how much medicine you learn is just wild. Also, that residency is hard. I talked about this in general, really creating a sustainable way for you to go through residency. And medicine, it can be really consuming, especially when you have that extra level of responsibility and you have patients that like are your patients and you want to see, make sure that they're okay. Or, you know, I think all of us are critical and humble about what we can do. And so I think that whole learning process is really interesting to balance that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you have any advice for fourth year medical students who are applying into emergency medicine, and especially virtually, any advice for people going through that process now?
I think really just question what your goals are, because this, you now have a job. Like this is now your life. It's just a more intense portion of your life, but really trying to figure out where you're at, like what your goals are when you're applying to residency. Like, you have more of an upper hand than you did when you were applying to med school. So they want this to be a good fit. You want this to be a good fit. Really ask the questions that you think are important. Be yourself, and then try to find a program that you think could give you all of your goals. Like for me, I wanted a program that I felt like would be supportive to me, as well as have me learn as much as I possibly can and like challenge me. I know at the end of the day, I can always walk into the office and go talk to Casey and like, I will be supported. You know, all of us, as we learn, we have really difficult cases. We have really challenging rotations. And I just know that like my co-residents and everybody will be there to support me.
What are your thoughts on continuing virtual residency interviews in the future, regardless of if COVID is still a thing?
I've thought about that. I think there are some serious pros. It definitely, for us in our fourth year, and I imagine you too, allowed us to try places that we weren't necessarily really close to. It has this, there's this huge bias in residency interviews for the people that can afford it. They can go travel to a bunch of places and apply to more places. So I think this evens the playing field, at least to some extent. Some kinks need to be worked out. Like maybe we need to have a limited amount of numbers that you can apply to, or maybe there are different tiers. If your couple is matching, that's different. If you're from whatever schools, like maybe that's different. But I think that it does allow for a more even playing field. I didn't have to commit to a place I'd never been to, and I know a lot of my friends did. They would have loved to really go and see that program beforehand. I have heard the option of people either applying, like doing a virtual interview, and then a program submitting their lists and then going to a second look day in person, and people can then go to a second look kind of for their own education about what the program's like. That could be helpful. I don't know. I think there's room to make it more doable. but also there's challenges.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It was such a nice experience talking with you and hearing your experiences, and best of luck with the rest of residency.
Thanks so much.